Alright. I'll just check the instruments to see where I am. Looks like I am in North America in the Cretaceous. I might have a run-in with a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I'll need something to protect myself. Hang on. What's this on the floor of the time machine? A piece of Dunkleosteus armor. When I was in the Paleozoic and the Dunkleosteuses were having a fight, some of the armor must have came off and it got stuck to my scuba gear. Perfect. I'll make a Dunkleosteus suit of armor. Oh, right. Just got to build this, which might take a while. Not to mention George might get in the way. George, I'm looking at you. Alright, now building. I'll just stop recording while I build this. Alright, I'm back. I'm wearing my Dunkleosteus armor. Now, you just have to get out of the time machine to see what I'm dealing with. Opening the door. Whoa. This place is amazing. I think I like the Cretaceous version of North America better than I like the human version. So much wildlife and plants and sunshine and water and... yeah, just so much. Ooh, what's that to group of dinosaurs over there? Whoa, they're Parasaurolophuses. Wow. Those crests on their heads amplify their sounds to make it louder. That's really interesting. Good thing they're herbivores, like my pal George here. Oh, almost forgot about the baby Therizinosaurus. What should I call you? How about... ficus. Yeah, I think ficus is a good name for you. Ficus is a type of plant, by the way. And Therizinosauruses are herbivores, which eat plants, so yeah. I think I'm gonna get closer to those Parasaurolophuses. Hello. They don't seem too happy that I'm here. Are they scared of me? Nope, not scared of me. Scared of that thing! I should probably run just like the Parasaurolophuses. I'll pick up ficus and jump on George's back. Whoa, this is really fun. You know, if I wasn't running from a Daspletosaurus. Daspletosaurus is kind of like Tyrannosaurus Rex, except it isn't one. That's the best way I can put it. Wait a minute. Of course, it has a robotic helmet. That is not good. George, keep running and take ficus with you. Ficus, hold on to George's back. Yeah. All right, jumping onto this tree. Woo! Now climbing up. All right, now I'm at the top. Now I am going to try to break the Daspletosaurus's helmet with another branch like I did with the Therizinosaurus. Chink! What? Something just grabbed the branch. Another one of those tiny robots. This is bad.
I have captured Henry. Now I will take him to Master.
Okay, well, that's bad. Whoa, you're surprisingly strong.
Thank you.
How did you get this strong?
Well, since I am a robot made of metal that weighs a ton, I am programmed to be very strong. Malfunction.
Haha! I distracted it so I could whack it with a stick. I mean, branch. Now, I'll try to throw down this branch and destroy the Daspletosaurus' robotic helmet. Robotic helmet destroyed. Score 1 for Henry. Now, to get back to George and Ficus. Jumping from branch to branch. There they are. Climbing down. Getting on George's back. Hop! The Dasylidosaurus is falling way behind. Ooh, that's a cool cave. Let's hide in there. Whoa, this cave seems to be full of bioluminescent algae. That means that it glows. Wow, this is really cool. And the Parasaurolophuses are eating the algae because I bet that after all that running, they're pretty hungry. Ooh, and George is eating the algae too. Here you go, Ficus. Yep. Yep. Ficus is also eating the algae now. No, I'm pretty hungry too. I think I might help myself to some of that algae. Nope. That will not work. I am a human, not a herbivore dinosaur. I cannot eat algae. But I am thirsty and there's a big river in the cave, so I'll drink. That quenched my thirst. That's surprisingly good water. I probably shouldn't have gotten distracted. Dasylidosaurus has caught up with us. But I have a plan. Parasaurolophuses, when the Dasylidosaurus comes, scurry in all directions, confusing it, and to the bigger and stronger of you guys, try to headbutt it so that it gives up and goes away. George and Ficus, keep an eye on everybody. And now, we just have to wait. Whoa, this is an intense fight. The Dasylidosaurus keeps trying to attack, but it keeps missing. It's too confused and stunned. My plan is working! Woohoo! Alright. The Dasylidosaurus should be giving up right about now. Yes! We did it! The Dasylidosaurus walked away. Wait a minute, what's that in front of it? Is that another mini robot? Ay, 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 there's so many of these things.
Where is Henry? Your mission was to bring him back.
The mini robot doesn't know that the robotic helmet has been destroyed. Whoa, it just bit the mini robot in half. Nice move, Dasylidosaurus. And now it's walking off. Now, what I should probably get back in the time machine. Walking out of the cave, walking towards the time machine. All right. The Therizinosaurus stabbed its giant claw through the top. That is not good. I will need some help to repair it. Wait, one of the Parasaurolophuses is coming over here. I think it wants to help me. Ew. It just, barfed out some of the algae onto the hole. Hang on. The algae is acting like glue. That's new. Never knew algae could do that. Maybe it's a new type of algae. An undiscovered species of algae. This is awesome! I should write this down. Taking out my notebook. Done. That is really cool. Now, I just have to let the glue dry. This could take a while. I'll just stop recording while it dries. All right, I am back. The algae is fully dried, and in addition to making the time machine fixed, it made the time machine look really cool. Now I just have to get inside and bring George and Ficus with me. Bye. Oh, I never gave you a name. How about Alan? Yeah. Bye, Alan the Parasaurolophus. I'll probably see you again sometime. Probably. All right, George and Ficus, get in there. Now I'm getting into. Now, I just have to try and figure out where I want to go from here. I think I'll save that for the next episode.